Chapter 8 is called Hats. I didn't know what to do. How could I even go to school? Because everyone would see my sprigs and they would laugh and laugh. That is how come I couldn't stop crying. Only all of a sudden, a miracle happened. And it is called I Spotted My Hat with the Horns. It was sitting on my desk right where Mother left it. And that gave me a good idea. I quick picked it up and put it on my head. Turn the page 50. And guess what? It hided my sprigs. Hey, if I wear this to school, no one will even see my hair, I said, real relieved. Only just then, I did a teeny frown. Yeah, only what if I'm playing on the playground and somebody steals my devil horn hat off my head? Then everyone will see my sprigs and they will laugh and laugh. I thought real hard. I said, maybe I can wear two hats. That way, if somebody pulls off one hat, I will still have another hat left. I spotted my shower cap. It was lying on my chair. I put it on under my hat. You know, only what if I'm playing on the playground and somebody pulls off my devil horn hat and then they pull off my shower cap too? Then everyone will see my sprigs and they will laugh and laugh. I tapped on my chin. Three hats, I said. I will wear three hats to school because that will give me a whole extra hat of protection. I opened my bottom drawer and found my ski mask. Because ski masks hide your whole entire everything. I put the ski mask on my head. Then I put on my shower cap and my hat with the horns. I looked at myself in the mirror. Now nobody can see anything. Not even my nose. After that, I got dressed and I skipped real happy to the kitchen. Turn the page. 52. Grandpa Miller's eyes popped out at me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't go to school looking like that, he said. That's how come I had to tell him a teensy-beensy fib. Yeah, only today is Crazy Hat Day, and my teacher said we can wear however many hats we want, I said. Grandpa Miller scratched his head. Then he watched me eat my sandwich through my mouth hole, and he drove me to school. I skipped into room 9 very joyful. I sat down at my table next to Lucille. Hello, I said. It's me. It's Junie B. Jones. See me, Lucille? See me? I am wearing an attractive hat assortment. Just then, a meanie boy named Jim pointed and shouted, Hey, everybody, look at Looney B. Jones. What a goonie bird, he shouted. Then all of a sudden, he speeded across the room. Turn the page, 54. And he grabbed my horn hat right off my head. All of room 9 laughed and laughed because they saw my shower cap, of course. Only lucky for me because just then my teacher hurried up into the room and she took control of people. Her name is Mrs. She has another name too, but I just like Mrs. and that's all. Mrs. grabbed my hat from that meanie Jim and she gave it back to me. Then she yelled at all the children and she took me into the hall. Mrs. bended down next to me. Okay, kiddo, what's the story here? She asked. I rocked back and forth on my feet because I didn't want to tell her the story here, that's why. You know, only I don't actually know what you are referring to, I said real soft. The hats, Junie B? What's the story with the hats? Finally, I did a big breath and I told her the story. The Story with the Hats by Junie B. Jones. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Pinky Gladys Gutsman, and she was practicing to be a beauty shop guy. Only too bad for her, because her bangs kept on getting tiltier and tiltier, and that's how come she had to cut them off. And now she wishes she was never even Pinky. And that is all the details I would like to share with you at this time. Turn the page. I did a big breath. The end. Mrs. put her hands on my shoulders. Junie B, honey, are you telling me that you cut your bangs off? Is that what this is about? I did not answer her. Then all of a sudden, Mrs. took off my ski cap, and I didn't even know she was going to do that. No, I hollered. Don't! Only it was too late. Mrs. saw my hair. She hugged me real tight. Oh, Junie B, she said. What happened? I started to cry all over again. Turn the page. 58. Sprigs, I said. Sprigs happened. After that, Mrs. gave me some tissues and me and her sat down on the floor and we figured out what to do. Chapter 9 is called Learning a Lesson. We are on page 59. Finally, Mrs. put my horn hat back on my head. Here, she said. This will be the only hat you'll need to wear today, I promise. After that, we went back into room 9 and Mrs. told a teensy beansy fib. Boys and girls, may I have your attention, please? Junie B is starting to get the sniffles, and so I'm going to let her wear her hat in class. She looked at that meanie, Jim. Turn the page. 60. All day, Jim. She's going to wear it all day, and no one is to touch it, she said. Not anyone. I jumped down in my seat. Yeah, Jim, you can't even touch it with your baby little pinky finger. Right, Mrs.? Right? Right? Right, said Mrs. Not even at recess. Right, Mrs.? Right? Mrs. sucked in her cheeks. Yes, Junie B., right. And not when I'm getting a drink at the water fountain, and not when I'm bending down to tie my shoe, and not when I'm walking to the pencil sharpener, and not when I'm just plain sitting in my chair, and not when I'm working in my workbook, and not when I'm practicing my alphabet, and not when, okay, okay, we get the picture, said Mrs. I smoothed my dress. All righty then, I said real nice. After that, I sat in my chair, and I worked in my workbook, and I played at recess, and I went to the water fountain, and no one touched my hat. After school, Daddy came to room 9 to get me. I was surprised to see that guy. Daddy, Daddy, I didn't even know you were coming to get me today, and so this day turned out better than I thought. Daddy stared at my hat. All of a sudden, my stomach did not feel good about this situation. Turn the page. 62. He reached out and took it off my head. Then he quick closed his eyes. Lovely, he said. After that, he picked me up and he carried me to the car. I tapped on him. Did you really mean it is lovely, or was that a little joke? I asked, kind of nervous. Daddy didn't answer my question. Instead, he buckled me in my seatbelt and we started to drive. We drove and drove for a real long time. Finally, we pulled into a parking lot. I looked out the window. Daddy! Hey, Daddy! It's the beauty shop! The beauty shop with Maxine, I said. Daddy took me right inside. And guess what? Maxine was waiting for me. She did a smile. Looks like someone gave herself a little trim, she said. I felt shy of her. Turn the page. 64. I didn't turn out even Steven, I said kind of soft. Maxine ruffled my hair. Then she put me in her giant spinny chair, and she sprayed my hair with water. After that, she snipped and snipped and snipped. Finally, she put gel on my hair, and she blowed me dry. I looked at myself in the big mirror. Hey, what do you know? No more sprigs, I said, real delighted. How did you do that, Maxine? How did you do that? Maxine winked at Daddy. Years of practice, she said. Daddy leaned close to my face. Years and years and years, he said. After that, he lifted me down from the chair. Turn the page. 66. And he gave Maxine lots more dollars, and me and him drove home again. After we got to my house, Daddy came into my room with me. He took my extra scissors off my desk and he put them in his pocket. Sorry, Daddy. Sorry I cut my own hair, I said. He did a sigh. I know you're sorry, Junie B, he said. I just hope you learned a lesson from all of this. I did, Daddy. I did learn a lesson. I mean it. I mean it. I mean it. Daddy kissed my head. Because that guy still loves me, that's why. After he left my room, I looked at my hair some more. It was the cutest hair I ever even saw. Just then my whole face lighted up. Hey, I'm the one who got this haircut started, and so maybe I can be a beauty shop guy after all, I said, real thrilled. I tapped on my chin. Yeah, only what happens when I grow up and I have to practice some more? What will I use to cut with? I looked at my desk very curious. Then I tippy-toed over there real quiet, and I opened my bottom desk drawer. I searched my hands all around that thing. Then all of a sudden, I smiled kind of sneaky, because guess what? More extra scissors. The end. Thanks for hanging out with me through this long chapter book. See ya.